Chapter 3. Policemen and Poets. Silence filled the room as the prefect finished his story. I was impressed with Minister Drouin's nerve.
"You see," said Dupin to me, "that this is exactly what is needed to make blackmail work. The robber is sure that the important person knows he has the letter. She will have to do what he says."
"Yes," replied the prefect. "And so far he has asked for a lot. She can't say no to anything Minister Drouin asks for. The woman who was robbed is very anxious to get the letter back. But of course, this cannot be done openly. Finally, she came to me secretly one night and asked me to take care of it."
"Ah, she was wise to come to you," said Dupin as he blew out a huge cloud of smoke. "Of course, there is no one who could solve the case better than you."
"Thank you," replied the prefect. "I think that's why she came to see me."
"It is clear to me that the minister still has the letter," I said, "because he is still blackmailing her. He has power because he has it. But if he shared the letter, he would lose his power. Her secret would be out, and he couldn't ask her for anything else."
"True," said Gilbert. "I thought so too, so I searched for the letter. First, I carefully searched every part of the minister's house. The problem with this was that I had to do it without him knowing it. If he knew that I was trying to find it, he might threaten to share the letter with others."
"But," I said, "aren't you very good at these kinds of investigations? I'm sure that the Parisian police have done this kind of thing often before."
"Oh, yes, and that's why I was quite sure that I would find it. Also, it was quite easy to search because of the minister's strange habits. He's often away from home all night. He doesn't keep many servants. Those he does have don't sleep close to the minister's rooms, and it is easy to get them drunk. As you know, I have keys with which I can open any door in Paris. For 3 months, my assistants and I spent every night searching Minister Drouin's house. My reputation as prefect, as well as my honor, depends on finding the letter. Also, although it is a secret, there is a massive reward. So I did not give up the search until I was absolutely certain that the thief was a smarter man than me. I think that I have seen every single place in his house where he could have hidden the letter."
"But isn't it possible," I suggested, "that the minister has hidden the letter somewhere other than his house?"
"It is possible," said the prefect, "but I doubt it. Minister Drouin is now in a very risky situation. He is involved in many dangerous activities."
The prefect continued,
"It would be very important for Drouin to be able to bring out the letter at any time. This is actually just as important as him owning the letter."
"What do you mean?" I asked.
"He means," said Dupin, "that Drouin might need to prove that he has the letter. He also might have to show that he can destroy it fast."
"I understand," I said. "So the letter is clearly somewhere on his property. But maybe he carries it with him everywhere he goes. Have you searched him?"
"Yes," said the prefect. "We have stopped him twice and pretended to do a security check. I searched him very carefully, and I am sure that he does not carry it with him."
"I don't think that you even needed to search him at all," said Dupin. "I assume that Minister Drouin is not a total fool. If he is not a fool, he would of course have expected to be searched."
"He is not a total fool," said Gilbert. "But he is a poet. I think that's only a little bit better than a fool. Poets are not intelligent. They're too dreamy."
Dupin took a long puff from his pipe. "True," he said. "But I have sometimes written a little poetry myself."